W Mobile.
Fort India, Yankee India.
Good morning, Robert. How are you doing? Sounding good this morning.
Hey, you sound good, too. I'm doing okay. How about you?
Not too bad. It looks like they've got the snow holding off till a little bit later in the day. How about up there for you?
Yeah, I went out a few minutes ago, and it looked clear.
Did you get any snow today?
I don't know. I know the roads is covered up with salt rock, but I don't know if we're going to get any or not.
Yeah, roger on that. If you look outside and it's white, you're going to get some, right?
Yeah, that'll be the old way.
Some antennas yesterday?
Antenna matches. Gotta go to Lowe's and get some wire to make some more antennas.
Do you sell stuff at the Ham Fest?
My whole entire time of being a ham operator, I have never sold anything at the Ham Fest, any of them. I know where to begin on that.
Been in it 1 year, so, and finances just, that isn't in the picture right now.
Well, I'm planning on going up to the Charlotte Ham Fest, I believe it's next month. Planning on going out there, looking for some rotor wire and a rotor plate, so I can put that Ham 4 rotor up.
Last me till I retire, and maybe we'll move to a different location and I can put up a little tower.
Did you hear that auto repeater out there? I'm fine. Auto repeater out there? I'm fine.
What?
It must be somewhere out west. I don't know if the propagation's turning good or what. But I've been hearing a not a repeater identifying.
Does this one identify yet? KN4TFW.
As a Morse code. While ago, when I keyed the repeater up, it identified it.
No, I didn't know there was another one that was close by, but maybe. Well, it doesn't have to be close by if the propagation's right, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I hope the propagation's going to be doing good, especially this summer, because I would like to get out west and down in Florida.
I need to pick up some of the western states, like out in Wyoming and Montana and out that way. I don't have too many out that way, and I think I still lack Arizona and that. But I've been getting down into Florida pretty good. And I still actually lack Georgia. I can't believe I just ain't got anybody in Georgia yet.
Yeah, a couple of 2-meter amplifiers and get me a mobile HF radio for my Jeep so I can travel with my HF radio.
Next on my list to get a HF radio that I can at least put in the truck or something, you know what I mean, to be able to get out in some different locations.
I had a Yaesu 857D radio. It did real good in my Jeep when I went out west. To what?
To the radio, you still got it?
Slammed into the back of my Jeep, it messed the radio up too. Had to look for another one.
Get an operator in Italy, like last night. Was only able to get on for about 15 minutes or so. I was helping the other guy, Mike. He was getting his HF rig set up, but we could hear other operators, but we couldn't talk to each other. We tried several different bands, but it just wasn't in the cards last night.
Thank you. 17, 15, 20, and maybe 60 meters. You can't talk to each other when you're real close.
About 30 miles away, something like that, but yeah, it just didn't work out.
I'm about 20, 25 miles from one of my friends. We got up on 20 meters one night, and I couldn't even barely hear him at all. He couldn't hear me, so we couldn't talk to each other. And they told me some time back that people on 20 meters and 15 meters could not talk to each other. You have to be like 500 miles.
Maybe we would, you know, he's a little bit higher in elevation. I thought maybe he'd be, able to, high enough where I could get him at line of sight. And that, but just didn't work out.
I have to work today when David Neffitt starts snowing.
Had to play it by ear. It's when all the women that actually pack the product and everything, when they start getting scared and start going home, then they'll probably close the plant down or whatever. But it's not supposed to start down here now. They're saying till about 3 o'clock. 4 o'clock, and that's usually the time I'm normally getting off, so I should be good, I think.
I don't know what time it's supposed to be start snowing around here. On the weather forecast, it said about 9, 10 o'clock that it was coming out west, so I ain't no telling.
And it's snowing in Upper Greenville County just a little bit, and that. But the hardest thing is, I've lived out west, like in Colorado, and I've driven in the snow, and it's not any problem. The problem down here is all the other drivers just won't hardly let you get to where you're going.
I didn't know what you're talking about. I'm from up in Ohio, and I said the same thing to my uncle. And a bunch of other people.
Ohio are you from? We spent a couple of years there when I was a young teenager.
For India, Yankee India, Cleveland.
It's down about 60 miles from Cincinnati, not far from Wilmington. Little bitty town. It's probably, population of about 100. And that's where my dad grew up and that. And me and my wife went back about, I guess it was in the early 2000s or mid 2000s and that. And it was like stepping back in time. It was exactly the way it was when I left it in the 70s.
Yeah, I went up there in 09. I went up there in 09 and just to get some money out of my account. And really didn't change from then either.
Guys on the radio this morning.
You the first.
KOT Mobile.
KM4 and AP Mobile. Well, speaking of, and that, there they are. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
And run just a couple minutes behind trying to get out of here.
We'll run you, Ed.
Franklin real light. Right now it's not doing anything.
It might be snowing a little bit of flurries up there by Mike.
Me.
That means he's going to be calling out on us.
We tried to make contact last night. And we just couldn't do it. We tried 80, we tried 40, tried 20, even tried 60, and that couldn't make it. Man, we both checked into the net. I could barely hear him when he checked into the net. We just just flat out too close, although he found the operator in Italy, not the one you were talking to, Ed, and I heard the operator come back and call out Mike's call sign, and then I turned right around and got him also.
That last night, that's pretty cool. I'm happy for him.
Italy was barreling in here. I got a hold of the guy in Spain after that, and come to find it out, he has family here in this area.
Yeah, I think the call sign you sent me had a 5 in it, but the guy we contacted, he had a 4 in his. And I just couldn't get on the radio when you were, you know, when you texted me. Mama was off. I try not to do too much on the radio when Mama's off.
License and go in there and join you.
On that one, but she's not too much interested in the radio.
That food net, she would be.
One.
A couple of times I'll talk about food and swap recipes and how to cook this and how to cook that.
I ain't even heard that one.
See, is that one on KN4TFW?
40, and they get on the weekends, and it's like around 10, 11 o'clock in the morning.
About the grit net?
If I can't remember the exact name of it, but it's nothing, but they get on there and talk about cooking and stuff.
Grit net on 40 meters that I know of, that'd be the only one I know of.
Your name, it's been a while since I've picked them up.
Picking something this afternoon. I see they got salt on the bridges. T-Mobile. Good morning. I'm trying to make some contact, but it was pretty cool to hear the Italy operator call out your call sign.
Was pretty cool. He was coming in, I think he said he was running 500 watts.
At 5 for me. He got better a little bit later in the evening.
Dark by the time I talked to him. Dark. You know, it was kicking all my breakers.
That is your just power supply pulling that much?
No, it's the RF. I looked it up online last night, and ARRL came out with an article back in 2013, and they got with the manufacturer Eaton, who makes those arc fault breakers, and they're supposed to have come out with a ham radio friendly breaker, but I don't have any of them. I can tell you that it kicks my arc fault breakers. It doesn't kick the regular breakers. And even with it just running on battery power, it's kicking them.
Not good. Shelly's not going to like that too much.
Better full last night from her, but anyhow. So it's just that 50 watts or above, anything below 50, it doesn't do it.
Looking into the net, I could barely hear you.
Watts then. Yeah, I was running off a battery supply. I've got a wheelchair battery that I'm running off of, and it's got a good bit of reserve in it.
It was like last call when we checked in.
Yeah, and I had to have somebody relay for me because I guess I was too close to the net control.
Where he said he was, but he said he was in the mountains, so I figured he had to be up there by you or Pickens or somewhere over there.
That was good.
It's the first time I ever caught an Italian operator on 40 that wasn't just slam-packed with a big old, you know, pile-up. Snow flurries up by you, Mike, this morning, KN4TFW.
That's coming later this evening. But, you know, anything that does come out, Friday is supposed to be just sunny.
you were showing as I left showed some flurries up there, northern Greenville County.
See, I missed them, if there were any.
The weather before I left out this morning, that like Greer and all back over in there is supposed to catch you first. They say it's moving real slow.
And not really raining and snowing until about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Asking for
be up to 2 inches. Anything, I mean, it could be 6 by the time we got done.
You're counting the ice.
Bad tonight, my boy Harold. He done said he'll drive me around in his Lexus.
Have fun.
Heated seats too, right? KK4POT.
KM4 and AP affirmative. It does have heated seats. It's the four-wheel drive, something like a Land Rover.
I'll see it.
Negative. I'm still running.
Yeah, sound like he's in your driveway. Just relax.
If I got off that early, I'd be kicked back with a cup of coffee in my hand, and be talking, but just a cruising.
Let's see.
Yeah, Yank India.
XW.
Joji.
When I checked in on the net last night, I know that they still showing me in TR.
From TR, I thought, man, surely he didn't say that, but I could, it was so low, I couldn't hear exactly what you said. I figured you probably said Table Rock.
But it don't match, you know, they never changed my address, and I sent it in twice, but they never changed my address, so I don't know if I just ought to leave it like that and tell people I'm from TR or what.
Yeah, you ought to just go ahead and you probably can do it online now.
Are you talking about QRZ?
Yeah.
They won't change it until you change it with the FCC.
Maybe that's what I need to do.
Fine.
Okay. Try it.
And for a logbook of the world, and all your information had to match what was on the FCC database, and if it didn't, they wouldn't give you a code and that to get onto it. And then they also had a little link to be able to go to the FCC to change it. I have arrived at the cup mill, so I'm going to say 73 to everybody. Hope everybody has a good day and stay safe. The weather gets bad around where you're at, and look forward to catching everybody back in the morning. KN4 TFW.
73, Ken. Please stay safe yourself. Whiskey 4 India, Yank India.
73 to you. Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KK4 NXE.
I'm rolling up myself, so I'm jumping out. Have a good one, everybody. KK4POT.
73, Tim.
Thanks, Tim. Whiskey 4 India, Yank India.
Catch you later. KK4 NXE. Gotta go there, Ed.
I'd say about 30, maybe 45 minutes at the most.
Good. How you doing this morning, Robert?
How about you?
I know I got kind of a busy day today, but that's fine. We'll get through it. I'm sorry to say muddle through it, but it's not that bad.
Get to my building and get some worn down radios and probably scrap them, save the parts, and do whatever I can do with them. Get them out of my way.
That's odd. Al's not in there this morning.
Didn't wake him up.
That'll do that stinking cat. Man, if I had a cat waking me up at that time in the morning, I don't know. I don't think he'd run through his nine lives pretty fast.
Gee, he wouldn't like me very much. What they call that thing now, it's a Land Cruiser. All it is a Toyota Land Cruiser with a Lexus name on it.
Pretty nice.
Some people know whenever you tell them that all they're driving is a Toyota.
For a part under Lexus name, it's three times more expensive than the Toyota part, and it's exactly the same part.
That's like a woman, a lady at the transmission shop told her how much would a transmission be for my model of Jeep, and she said they had to order it from Germany, and I didn't know that Germany bought Jeep and Chrysler and Dodge, but she said that they did, so they had to get the parts from Germany now for the Jeep.
Bought all that out, but I didn't know they'd have to order it from Germany, not for a Jeep.
He said.
Germany. Any of you guys run into that RF issue with arc fault breakers in your house?
I've probably seen any problems as of yet. I don't think I have those breakers. I know the guy said I wouldn't have to worry about anything, but I'll have to double check to see if I got them or not. But I don't think I do.
No, I don't have them.
Keep enforcing, that on all the building code stuff. I mean, you have to have them. Matter of fact, I had to have. Not only had to have them in there, but I had to have them marked, which is pretty evident what they are. I have to have all my GFI fault breakers marked, or the breakers that have GFI fault receptacles on them. And I don't know, I've got one outlet that the vacuum cleaner trips, and I never knew what was wrong with it, and I got to reading last night on ARRL, and they said that the vacuum cleaner, anything that has a motor with brushes on it will trip those breakers as well. Now, I only have one outlet that does that with my vacuum cleaner.
I never had that kind of a problem.
My studies last night, those breakers are listening for a noise, because when you open and close a contact, it makes an arc, and that arc makes a noise, which is what they used to have before they had CW. The old style of telegraph, that's basically what that was. They were opening and closing an arc circuit, from my understanding. And so those brushes, the time that they come across the commentator, there's a little arc there. I don't know if you ever seen a little motor and you can see a little bit of fire going on in there or arcing. But that makes a noise that travels into that line, and the breaker senses that arc. Or it hears the noise that arc makes. And they were just talking about how that there had the house fires, the reduction of house fires since they've used that style breaker, so they pretty much got it mandatory now.
Drill does that. You look on the breather of a drill, you'll see sparks. And if I'm mistaken, on the alternator, you will too.
And that arc makes a noise that travels back into the outlet line of your house. And if there's an arc fault on there, it detects the noise that arc makes. And RF somehow replicates that noise, and so depending on what frequency you're on, I mean, it really did it on 40 meter, and there's a video on YouTube where they go through the bands and show the different bands how it affects those breakers, and it was pretty interesting. HRO today and ask them, is there any remedy for that?
My radio's the only problem I have is when the kids kick on the receiver for U-verse and the PS4.
Liquor.
It just gives a lot of RF on my radio.
Well, those arc fault breakers have got a second wire that comes off of them, like a little curlicue pig's tail, that goes to the neutral bar, and it's got a reset button. The new ones used to have yellow reset buttons, what I was reading. And Eaton is supposedly, these new ones that have the white buttons, they said they weren't even going to use those old ones anymore. They changed the design. But it's evident that, you know, I don't have what I need, because I've got three breakers that kick just as soon as I go in on 100 watts on 40 meters.
Guarantees they're the cure for it, but I don't know what it would be.
On the side of this drill right now, I don't see no frequency range of what it is. Like normally you would.
On what?
On the side of a drill, everything electronic or electricity has a frequency on it.
Yeah, they were mentioning that, and I didn't understand what they were talking about, but the guy, I thought in the beginning of that video, said that these breakers are set up on like 40 meter frequencies, and I thought that was it, but they went down through the bands, and I think 12 meters tripped them. There were two or three bands, and matter of fact, one of them, and I don't remember which one, tripped them all at the same time, so it really did have impact on it.
I ain't know nothing about that. But, I ain't had none of that kind of a problem. Not that I know of, anyway. I know when I used to talk with a bare wire on a dipole, I used to interfere with my uncle's TV and lamp.
I might affect any fluorescent stuff that I got going on, or, you know, cause a fluctuation in the light, like you talking about. But I didn't get any of that. There was no fluctuation in anything, you know, other than the breakers tripping. You'd have never known anything was going on, and the breakers that didn't affect, you know, there was nothing going on with the lights or no humming or nothing like that.
This, that if you're on a bare wire and you are on a tuner and you have a switcher box switching different antennas, you definitely gonna have problems on your TV and lamp, because something between that tuner and that switcher box is not grounded good, where it messes up the TV and lamp.
Tried that. They ground the radio body to the the ground plug on your outlet, and that didn't have any effect. It still did the same thing. Excuse me. I will tell you this. I've got a switcher box that goes to different antennas. I've got the automatic tuner, and I don't have anything grounded because I read an article. There's an article out there about grounding the Radio Shack because, I get a lot of lightning up there, and that lightning normally comes in on the ground.
I don't like Radio Shack stuff as much as I have to use it anyway.
HRO, I'll be on the radio in the morning if I find anything out, or, able to investigate it throughout the day somehow, maybe on lunch. I'll let you guys know in the morning.
And you're using a tuner. You're cutting your power down off of your radio, don't you?
No, I'm sure there's some power loss there, but I don't know what that is.
My friend told me a few weeks back that anytime you're using a tuner, tuner is not by dummy load, and whenever you're using that tuner to tune into the frequency, that you're cutting your wattage down on your radio. Like if it says that you're putting out 100, you're probably putting out 80 to 50 watts.
Fine. I mean, guys on those Summit radio deals where they get up on top of a mountain, those guys are down around 5 watts. And I guess if your antenna's right, 5 watts still get you going.
Say, being up on that high hill or high mountain, yeah, that'll get you out. Oh, yeah.
Pretty good high spot. I live on top of a ridge, and I know that helps me a little bit, especially on 2 meters.
2 meter and 440. And 10 meter is much, and 6 meter if you're on the FM. Them are the only bands that you would really have to worry about as of AD. Because HF is horizontal, most of them is anyway, and it always goes up to the atmosphere and back down.
That.
I'm going to have to order what I need to get rid of that noise from that, I call it a DVR, the Universe remote and that PS4. I thought about putting, what they call FireEyes on it.
Is that an RF reduction deal? Guys, looks like I'm a little bit early this morning, which is good. I was just barely hitting it yesterday. Looks like I'm destinating. You guys have a good day, Robert. Ed, enjoy your coffee, get you some rest, enjoy them grandkids while you can, because they grow up fast. And you guys have a great day, 7-3 to both of you. It's KK4 NXC. I'll be clear on your final.
made it in safe. You have a good one. Don't work too hard. And hopefully catch you in the morning. So KK4NXE, KM4NAP, 73's, my friend.
See ya. Good talk to you. And stay safe on the web whenever you head back home. Whiskey 4 India, Yankee India.
SSG Mobile.
For SSG KM4NAP Mobile. Good morning. Pleasure to meet you. His name's Ed.
EP, I'd say the same. This is Ken. I'm up from Brevard. And did you say your name was Ted?
The name is Ed, E-Echo D-Delta, and I am in Clemson.
Okay. Well, I'm up here in Hendersonville, between Brevard and Hendersonville. Headed up to Boone. I hope I can get there. It's supposed to be snowing up that way today, but hopefully the... I got four-wheel drive, so it shouldn't be too bad.
Step out of the vehicle. I apologize, but you got any snow back up that way yet?
Not up here in Hendersonville yet, but I think up there in the mountains we're supposed to get a pretty good bit where I'm headed. I'm headed up to Boone, so I'm sure there'll be snow up there, certainly in the high elevations anyway.
I can tell you this old boy right here don't want none of that nasty stuff down this way.
I lived down in Greenville for many, many years, and I tell you, a lot of folks don't know how to drive in it. I grew up in the mountains, so I was kind of used to driving in snow, but I remember when we had that big, I guess it was back in the 80s, we had that gigantic storm, and I think it was in 93 is when it was, and I think it about shut Greenville down.
Remember when that storm came through? I'm a retired police officer, and I was out in it. I remember it very, very well. It was the snow and areas were just about hip deep on me.
It shut the interstate down for a while. A lot of time up there in Clemson. I used to have Clemson as one of my accounts back when I was in the electrical supply industry, and both my daughters went to school there, and I just couldn't believe how that place has grown. I went down there to take my general exam, and I was blown away with how the campus had grown.
Campus has grown. Downtown has changed all around. They've ruined downtown with apartment buildings and other stuff, mostly apartments.
It's tough to get around down there now. They do have a traffic problem.
We had a traffic problem. That's where I policed. But the residents are finally waking up to see what's going on. And they're starting to raise cane about all the apartments and stuff downtown and all over the city. They're not happy at all.
It's a barn, you know. I mean, once those apartment buildings are there, I don't know there's much they can do about it anymore.
Tear them down, but they got a referendum where they can't build no more for right now. I think it's like 6 months. But they're not going to care because council, all they're looking for is tax money.
They're looking for that. I'll be pretty happy.
I can honestly say I've never known that city to be hurt, and I was with them over 22 years, and they never once were hurt for money.
I think the football program's done a lot for putting the university on the map. Certainly in the Southeast, winning football games speaks volumes. As far as people wanting to go to school there.
Everybody. everybody wants to go where there's a winter. I guarantee if he has a couple of bad seasons, they'll replace him with somebody. I mean, they don't, if you don't produce, you're gone.
I believe old Nemo's gonna produce as long as he's walking.
I'm gonna try. I'm not much of a football fan. After 22 years of football season, seeing orange and purple and everything else, it sort of turns you against it a little bit.
But I tell you, I just love seeing the competition, especially with a good game, and they certainly have given us some good games, even though they don't always win a championship.
Sit on my back deck and listen to the game, but now my wife, oh Lord, she'll, if it's on TV, she'll get in there and scream, holler at the TV, stomp her foot, all that good stuff.
Sounds like my wife, she's the same way, she absolutely loves it.
I hate it. I was medically retired because of a heart attack and open heart surgery, but I didn't do nothing for the first 5 years. Now I got a little paper route. Well, I ain't got a little paper route. I got a big paper route that I just finished up. So it pays for my ham toys and a few other little odds and ends and gets me out of the house and keeps me from going stir crazy.
You don't
HF
much?
Oh, yeah. As soon as I go through the door, I'll pour me a cup of coffee and I head and flip that HF on.
Got my antenna back up and I hadn't played with it in, the, I don't know, several months. And for some reason, my antenna, it's a off-center fed type thing that... because the way the coax has to come into my house, and that thing, it does real good on 40 meters. It does okay on 20 meters, but anything other than that, it's just got a big old standing wave.
I've got a little bit of a standing wave issue. I use a tuner, but my antenna is a homemade center fed 80 meter dipole, and with that tuner, I can work any of the frequencies.
You got an 80 meter dipole, you must have a pretty big lot to put that thing on.
4.5 acres, I think I got a little bit of room. Bigger than my house, and my house is 68 feet long.
Like these days.
It's pretty good. Of course, 80 dies out during the day. 40 does all right. Yesterday wasn't all that good because of the storm and stuff. But yesterday afternoon, it was rocking. I talked to a guy in Italy, talked to a guy in Spain. September will be 6 years for me.
Other law that was in it for, well, he lived to be almost 100, and he was in it since his early teenage years, and he used to have just racks and racks of old military bars stuff. stuff. I used to help him work on that stuff. That's how I kind of got interested in it.
Wanted to get into it when I was younger, but mom and daddy told us that that's going to be a little bit too expensive. Well, I learned real quick. Negative. I need to learn it. I want to learn it, but for some odd reason, I just can't get it sticking in my old head.
Problem. I just don't think I've, it's 63 years old. I just don't know if this old dog can learn that trick or not.
65, and, if I can learn it, I'd like to learn it and try it, but, it's just not one of those things that I'm pushing for right now. Right now, I'm studying to get my extra class.
I need to study and get my extra class, too. I went out and looked at the curriculum on it. It doesn't look too bad.
Some studying on it, it's really not all that bad. I think there's four math questions in the pool, and they only ask you two.
Sample questions.
I took the a sample test last night, and I was like at 68%.
Pretty close. 68% ain't bad. You don't need the, you know, few more points to be there. Just, you know, it doesn't matter how good you pass it.
Whiskey 4, India, Yankee, India.
Robert, I'm fixing to get out, guys. I'm pulling in my driveway. So 73's to y'all. Y'all have a good one. Hopefully catch you in the morning, KM4 and AP Clue.
Question number 4, you get out. Do you know one way to pass the written test is whenever you're reading the question, you're looking at the answers. If you got a school of long sentences, the sentence that has the longest characters would more likely be the right answer to that question.
Elmer's tell me that. I'm going to have to try it.
Because of a fix to it, is there?
One of the guys up in Spartanburg told me that a long time ago. And when I did what he said, he was right. Because I, at that time, I didn't read the extra class at all. And I made a 74 on it.
You know, if it's got, you know, multiple choice and you got four choices, you can usually make two of them right off the bat. And that gives you a 50-50 chance of getting it right with the two answers that are left. And, yeah, I mean, something like having the most number of characters or whatever, yeah, things like that are certainly helpful to know.
Yeah, that's what they told me a long time ago. And they was right. They was right about that. it surprised me. But, station getting out, 73 is to you. Hope to get to talk to you later on. Whiskey 4 India, Yankee India. I just got off at a weather station right now, and that it was showing that it's snowing right now up there in Boone.
If it snows a lot, I may have to abandon this idea, because actually we're going out to look at some property, and if it snows too much, we won't be able to really, I don't have the boots and stuff to be trudging around in it.
Right now, guys there that's showing, that's snowing real bad right now up there in Boone, and that looks like it's going to be snowing all day long up there.
It is winter. Not much I can say about it other than if I got to reschedule, that's what I'm set to do.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to have to be the rescheduling the way it looks. But that's up to you.
What are you transmitting that? If you're a little bit scratchy, of course, it's probably just because I'm far from the repeater.
Where are you located at?
I'm in Hendersonville.
That's probably one then. But I'm up here in Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Well, you sounding pretty clear to me all the way over in Rock Hill. Did you get this repeater from Rock Hill?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I usually hit it when I'm in Charlotte, Rock Hill, Concord. I usually hit it pretty regular all the time.
Yeah, from Jilly from Columbia. Coming up I-26, about the whole way. So, yeah. I'm at my destination here. I'm gonna sign off. KN4SSG, clear.
Well, good talking to you. And, sorry that you don't get stuck up there. And stay safe on the wheels. Whiskey 4, India, Yankee, India. I'll be monitored.